I'm here in the PNC studio at Hallis Hall with Sam Macho. Sam, let's start with the positives. Your forced fumble led to a field goal to make it 13-3 at the half. Run me through that play.
Yeah, well, we emphasize a lot here is turnovers, right? Last year, I think we were 32nd in the NFL in turnovers. This year, we're first in fumble recoveries, and I think we're 11th overall in turnovers. So that's one thing that our coaches emphasize day in and day out. So I had an opportunity on the draw play, and I saw the ball. I had to try to rip it out, and thankfully Eddie, who's a ball hawk, was able to recover it.
You also had a sack in the fourth quarter that knocked them out of field goal range. Had to feel pretty good to get to Matt Stafford.
Yeah, it did. Obviously, he's a good quarterback, but just to be able to get, you know, get that first sack and be able to affect the game was big.
You guys hurt yourself with penalties, a season high of 13. How does that happen?
One thing, even on special teams, we talk about penalties kill returns. On defense, right? Penalties on third down they extend drive. So you just got to play a little bit more clean, play a little bit more calm or relaxed, and understand that if you just do your job, you'll be fine.
You guys had good vibes all week coming off that win over Cincinnati. What's been hard for you guys to stack wins together?
Yeah, I think sometimes, in my opinion, you know, I play best when I'm just relaxed, you know, and I think sometimes after you get a win, I know that happened to me earlier in the season. I played a really good game in the first week, and I said, okay, now I got to do even more to show everybody how great I am, and that was probably one of my worst games in the Tampa Bay game. It's easy. Human nature almost says, okay, well, you did well now. You did well last week, so you got to just do more and more and more instead of just having confidence in who you are and what the preparation you put in and what you're capable of doing, and then kind of just relaxing and playing football. I think I've learned that when I'm just relaxed, I'm at my best.
Is that some of the knowledge that you try and instill on some of the rookies?
Well, honestly, I think our rookies are playing really well. Eddie Jackson's a ball hawk. Tariq Cohen is obviously unbelievable. Mitch is doing his thing. I think our rookies are playing really well.
What was the most frustrating thing about Saturday's loss?
We had such a positive game the week before as far as guys just playing free and relaxed and making plays. It seemed like we, instead of stacking that win, we almost went back to playing tight again instead of just trusting our abilities.
Two games left. What was the message after this game?
The message was kind of the same message that we've heard as far as penalties, right? You can't shoot yourself in the foot. These penalties are going to kill you. So we at the end of the day, we just need to find a way to eliminate the penalties, eliminate the mistakes, because we're capable of beating anybody. But if you beat yourself, then you're not gonna get any wins.
Is it more frustrating because you guys are so close a lot of the time?
It really is. It's frustrating being so close, and partly because, you know, there's a saying our coach told us last week. Coach Foxy said the line between winning and losing is razor thin, and we've seen that time and time again. Even in this week's game, we saw we were below that line, whereas last week we were above the line. We made the plays that needed to be made. But a lot of our games this season, it's been down to one possession, and if you go back and look at some of the plays that we made or didn't make, those were the difference. And so it's frustrating because we know we're so close. It'd be a different story if we were just not capable and not performing, but if we know we're capable of doing it, it can be a little bit frustrating, but it's also encouraging because you know that, man, if we just play above that line, everything we want is right in front of us.